Walker County government is bringing back its Mulch Madness giveaway, offering free mulch to county residents next week while supplies last. County officials say a record year for tree and brush collections has produced more mulch than the landfill can store. Residents can pick up the free mulch at the Walker County landfill from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. during the giveaway starting Monday. Tell staff at the scale house you're there for Mulch Madness and they'll direct you to the pickup area. Giveaway is limited to 2 loader scoops per household. The Walker County landfill is located at 5120 North Marble Top Road in Chickamauga. 2 Walker County elections scheduled for November 3rd have been canceled because the candidates are unopposed. The elections were for tax commissioner and Walker County Board of Education District 4. Sharon J. Evans is unopposed for tax commissioners, while Kevin Richardson is unopposed for the District 4 school board seat. Under Georgia law, unopposed candidates are deemed elected without appearing on the ballot. Rock City is responding to concerns ahead of an expected vote by the Lookout Mountain City Council on its proposed gondola project. The company says its traffic study shows the project could add about 6 vehicles per minute during the busiest 4-hour period. Rock City also says the gondola would be all electric, would use renewable energy, and would operate within the city's noise ordinance. The company says questions about taxes, ownership, environmental impacts, and safety have been addressed. The project remains pending a decision from the city. 2 Lafayette police officers are being recognized for their work that helped link a suspect to multiple entering auto thefts in the area. Sergeant Simpson and Patrolman McDaniel responded August 7th to a report of a suspicious man on the back porch of a residence. Police say the man was arrested after being found with a handgun and a large amount of cash. Officers continued investigating and linked the suspect to several additional entering auto thefts nearby. Police praise the officers for their proactive work, teamwork, and dedication. Both Simpson and McDaniel were presented with letters of commendation for their efforts and service. We've got more news coming up after this. Toyota is recalling more than 508,000 Camry hybrid vehicles in the U.S. because of a software problem that can cause the instrument display to go blank at startup. The recall affects 2025 and 2026 Camry hybrids with 7-inch displays. The problem could prevent drivers from seeing turn signals, hazard indicators, and other safety warnings. Toyota will begin notifying affected owners by mail September 21st. Dealers will perform a software update at no cost. Lafayette High School volleyball picked up 2 wins on Tuesday night. The Ramblers traveled to Armurchie and defeated the Kings Academy and gave Armurchie their first loss of the year. The junior varsity also picked up 2 wins on the night as well. Details on these stories on our website at discoverwalker.com. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 in Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQ. UCH.